Dreamscape presents The Return of Captain John Emmett by Elizabeth Speller. Read by Matthew Brenner. For my brother Richard, and for my nephews Dominic, Tristan, William, Barnaby and Charlie, who had they been born exactly 100 years earlier, might all have found themselves on the Western Front. You were only David's father, but I had 50 sons when we went up in the evening under the arch of the guns. Lieutenant Ewart Allen McIntosh died Cambrai 1917. Prologue. November 1920, Kent. They gathered in the dark, long before the train arrived at the small station. It was mostly women. Young mothers holding tightly wrapped infants. Elderly women in shawls. Black-coated middle-aged matrons alongside grown children. There were men, too, of course. Some already holding their hats self-consciously at their sides. And a cluster of soldiers stood to one end of the platform near the bearded station master. Even so, the men were outnumbered by the women, as they always were these days. Occasionally the station buffet sign creaked, or a baby wailed, and the isolated murmur of one woman to another was almost indistinguishable from the faint sigh of wind. But mostly there was quiet as they waited. Still others stood a little further away. In the houses on either side of the line.